We begin the current daf. Masech this time is daf ches. Begin on the base. Begin the tzitzim out. Begin with the gemara. Begin the tzuma. Begin the bakshah. Melekenu. We're going to fast. We're going to ask from our God. And what do we see from this pasuk? It says vayet alonu, and he'll be entreated to us. Pirush. So what do you see from here? Midika amar al zeis, where it says on this. Mashma sounds like deikim masachid, that there is something else, and that again, but a person should only go ahead and daven for one thing. And so do we find mechem pirush basamach shortly where it says al dono on this. The person has to ask Hashem something from the fact that it says on this, seemingly extra, sounds like that they should have requested for another difficulty, but again, they didn't because the person doesn't daven for two things. Next says Master begins with the words the Gemara, El Bedova Samun Ayn, that the bracha is only takes effect on something that's hidden from the eye. Shnomak says, Mbot Yitzab Hashem Mekoimer, which says it's tame, it's a wonder. Why? Because the meaning parakal about the Gemara and the whole nefkav heim abez gabi hanish shakolai the dor chavit the chamre, where these porters. They were carrying a barrel of wine. Boilik Puchi wanted to rest. Isvinu tute marziba, they put it beneath a pipe. And paka chavita, and the barrel burst. If Harasham, the Gemara explains over there why. Bishvil Hashet Shahayasham, there was a demon that was over there. Ah, until where the story says, the Afei Mamre Rabashti, Lashet Lashan, he forced that demon to pay up for the damages that he did. Amalei Shidl Mamre Rabashti, so the demon said to Mamre Rabashti, Likvili Mazim, Zimna Dezel Basham, give me time so that I could go ahead and pay back this damage. Kavali Zimna, he said him time. Kimat Zimna Yaakov, when time came, he wasn't coming. Amalei said to Mamre Asis Bezmanach, he said to the Shade, why didn't you come in your time? Amalei says, I'll tell you why, I couldn't get for payments, because kol midi detzar b'chasam akai l'mani, anything that's bound and that's sealed and that's gathered and that's counted, that's measured and counted, less l'mani reshus l'mishkal m'nei, ashedim don't have permission to take from it. So he says, Tais, Zama Tzisi, b'dava amod v'amonoi, something that's measured and counted, less l'mani reshus l'mishkal m'nei, the shedim don't have permission to take from, and that's, u'b'dava asamoi, something that is concealed, that was never counted, is leirushus, then the shaytim have permission. Ama im bracha b'davar samis. We see actually there is no blessing. Something that's hidden. The exact opposite of what our Gemara is saying. The Shemitah says we could say is no. The lekashim is not difficult at all. Because the hadikam asim this the Gemara says over the high new time the less lahu el b'davar hefker. Because the reason is only shaytim have permission for is something that's ownerless. The loy davar the kailu manoi, and therefore it's not something that's measured or counted or tzair b'chosim or it's bound or it's sealed. High new b'shvil. The imbracha mitzuya bahani, because since there's no blessing in these things, because to the contrary, if it's counted, all these different things, the bracha does not take effect. And therefore, what? There's another step. So, unless budava hefker, there's no hefker part of it, because it never increased from its original and behind the bayim. And these are the original things that is owned by the owner. And because bracha is el budava samoy, only something that's hidden behind your meaning. So, mitam da bracha mitzuya budava, something to the contrary. It's actually exactly the opposite of how we throw in the question. Because the blessing takes effect on something that's hidden, so mash misraba b'shvil habracha, so now whatever was increased because of the blessing, is l'rishus l'mishka b'sami. So actually that's what they have permission to take, what was hidden, the haynu k'may hefka, because now it's like hefka, because no one ever had the rights to it. This is something that was just increased on its own. That's what bracha is. And that is what the shaytan had permission to take. But it's not a bad thing. It's because of the bracha, because it's hefka. Or you know, another approach to says, here we're talking about an asugya. If you have something that's counted and measured without being bound and sealed, that the demons have permission to take, and therefore only if it's samoy, they don't have permission. Over there, there's talking about where, yes, it's measured and counted and bound and sealed. Oh, and that, they don't have permission to harm. So there's no contradiction. Something that's counted and protected, that they cannot harm. But if it's only counted and not protected, then they have permission to harm it. But if it's some in the iron, so it's not measured and it's not bound, that they also don't have rishus to be mazik. So next test master, beginning with the Gemara, Goliam Gushavim. Great is the day of rain, Kiyam Kibbutz Golias, like the day of the gathering of the exiles. Shnumek says in the Pasuk, Shuvah Hashem Shviseinu, Hashem will return our captives, Kafikim Manegev, like the Afikim Manegev, which are these the rain waters in the Negev. Gaimer, etc. Now, says to you, if you're going to say, it says, take a second look, it says, Amalek Kama Godliyam Kshami Yasim Kibbutz Golias. Why saying it's like? Why don't you say the day of rain is more than the gathering of the exiles? Because the whole Kafikim Manegev, it says, Shuvah Hashem Shviseinu, which is the returning of the exiles, like the Afikim Negev. Now, Omin Netle B'mi. So, who's dependent on who? Kot Netle B'gadol. You always say, if it's like that, that means that's bigger, and this should be like that. The smaller is dependent on the bigger one. Shafikim gedolim miyem kibitz gold. Said you see the afikim are even greater than the ingathering of the exiles. This is what the Gemara said in the Zayin Manav. Yarv kamata likhi, that my teaching of Torah should rain forth like the rain, which we say meet nitl b'mi. So it is dependent who cut nitl b'gold. It sounds like that the rain is even bigger. That the Torah is like the rain. So here it should be that the rain is bigger than kibitz gold. This is what you can say is no dach brusha. This is what we're saying. On this ball hockey, we're davening like this. Shuv Hashem Eshbi Seinu, Hashem return our captives, ka'afikim hayur in Menegev, like the rains that come down in the Negev, shagadol yem kibbutz ka'afikim ha-Negev, that the ingathering of the exiles is great like the afikim in the Negev. Im kein aseimon l'toiva ois b'kibbutz gali, so therefore do for us goodness, a sign of the gathering of the exiles. B'yois kizeh k'mayzeh, because this is like this. And afikim in the Negev you renew every single day. So therefore, so too by kibbutz galias, you could also bring it right now, like the rain that you bring down every single day. From there we see that the day of the rain is kiyom kibbutz galias, is like the ingathering exiles, avol yoseloi, but not more than that. It's saying just like they're the same, it's like that. That's what we're davening, so that it should have that quality, but not that we're saying it's dependent on that. So ka can mean either nitla b'mi, or it can mean like we're answering that, no, it's like it, and therefore Hashem should go ahead and do that, like he does that.